Blog Talk Radio.
GQ Power. GQ Power. GQ Power's radio. Love and entertainment. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Radio Love and Entertainment with your host, Rich Money, and Storm.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Okay, how about now? Can you hear me now?
Okay, yes. Yes, I can hear you. You sound lovely as ever.
Yes, oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Storm, you know, how we usually start it off, you know, let the people know how was your weekend so far. And then I fill them in on mine. And then we let them know who we have coming on and everything.
Okay, okay. So, of course, it's Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm definitely excited. It's Friday, off this weekend, so definitely plan on having a, you know, a good weekend. The week was kind of stressful, kind of busy, but, you know, I'm happy. It's Friday, blessed. I did want to take a minute out to you, Rich Money, and just to send, you know, my condolences, our condolences to your uncle as well. You know, may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
Definitely want to show you, you know, send our condolences to you and say that we're here for you, you know, on behalf of the whole GQ Palace Radio, GQ Palace family. We're definitely here for you, and if you need anything, please make sure you let us know. We all love you and, you know, support you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Very, very good.
I know. I know tonight is definitely hard for you. It's the, you know, doing the show, but also, you know, thinking about, you know, everything that's going to take place tomorrow. I know it's a lot. So definitely, if I can help you in any kind of way, please let me know. But how was your week, Rich Money?
It was special, like you said. You know, last Saturday my uncle passed. I have a massive heart attack. So people, please take care of yourself and make sure, you know, you go to the doctor. The appointment done because he had chest pains and he did not go to the hospital. Went to another relative house and passed away. They took him to the hospital and died there. Tomorrow is his funeral. I want to thank everybody for your condolences and everything that I put on Facebook for me. Everybody knew my uncle. He was definitely a good person, kind hearted and everything. But, you know, he's in a better place. No more suffering. He has some other family.
Well, we're
going to get out of that. So you know, we're going to get out of that right now. Tonight, we have something big going on for y'all tonight. Yes, we do. We have a special guest, Dr./author, Melissa Lanza. I hope I said her name right. She's going to come on. I believe I said it right. She just told me, but, you know, like you said, mine is a little funny. Melissa Lanza, and we're going to talk about her novel that's hitting the nation hard. She also did a couple of novels, but a novel that's hitting the nation hard that we're going to discuss tonight is Experience God's Presence, as well as some of her other novels that she has. I believe she has a couple more that I was informed. And she's going to come on from 6 to 7. Then, from 7 to 8, we have Buddy White from the legendary group Intro. Ah, yeah, you don't know what GP Palace be doing if we doing this thing. They don't know how we do things, so it's time, you know, really start filling them in. I mean, they know, but they don't know, no. You know what I mean? They don't know.
Well, they going to find out
anyway,
tonight.
Oh, yes, they will. Yes, they will. And what we're going to do, no, we're going to go to a quick song, right, Storm?
Yes, a song, please. Thank you.
Yes, we're going to go to a quick song, and then we're going to come back with our special guest, Melissa Lanza. Storm, do me a favor when you get a chance. Make sure I'm saying her name right, and we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to discuss her novel and everything that she got going on. Maybe I'm going to talk to her about hitting those little pinpoint pressures that you're putting on me sometimes. Talk to her about that, how I get those. But stay right there.
Okay.
Don't move. It's GQ Palace Radio Love and Entertainment with Rich Money and Storm. We'll be right back. It's butter, baby.
Perfect. love you, I do.
Station. I'm very honored to be here, and I appreciate the gift of your time.
Wow, thank you so much. It's definitely an honor.
And I also send my condolences to your whole family at this time of grief, and I'm sorry about your uncle.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, I definitely appreciate it. Grateful, thankful that, you know, for your condolences as well. You know, it's kind of hard, but sometimes you got to keep going, you know, keep moving and keep it moving and everything. You know? I also have my coat. Storm, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure. We have Melissa Lanza on. She's also a doctor, right?
I was going to say doctor and author.
Yes, so doctor and author. Now, you did a couple of more novels, am I right?
I have another book as well, and I also have, I published in the professional journals, and I've written textbooks, you know, chapters and textbooks in the profession. So we have
a lot of things to talk about.
Yeah.
All right, Richmond, you're breaking up a little bit.
I am?
Oh, yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, let me. Yes, I can hear you, but let me try something else to see how this goes so y'all can hear me a little better.
All right, so as he's trying to just get together a little bit, if you wouldn't mind just telling everyone a little bit about yourself, usually. If this is like your time to just, you know, tell them a little about yourself. How long have you been a doctor and an author? Which one happened first?
Okay, yes. I've been practicing medicine for a long time. I started my own practice, and I'm here in Staten Island, New York, practicing medicine. And I've been doing that for a very long time. And I became an author by accident. I really didn't set out to be an author. What actually happened, the second book, what happened here was I had lost my house in Hurricane Sandy. And
wow.
I was in the office seeing patients, and I wasn't even looking to be writing, another book. But I had received a phone call. My office manager received a phone call, and she told me that the owner of the Jesus bookstore was on the phone, and that they needed to speak with me. And it was a publisher that had come to them. He saw my first book on the shelf at the Jesus Book and Gift Store, and they wanted to write another book. And so that's how that started. And at that time, I was in the middle of seeing patients, and I had just lost the house in the hurricane. So my house was gone, and I was homeless, and I'm trying to teach and run my practice. And, I didn't expect any of this to happen. And, but then I knew I was being called to write this book, because I knew it had to be God's will, because I could have never have thought of it, and especially
right.
So I knew that this was something that God wanted.
Mhm. Okay. Go ahead.
So then I started to write the book, and then the book, was published and everything, and that's how this book came to be.
Okay, now did you do all the publishing and everything yourself? Were you self-published, or did you have a team that worked with you to put everything together?
No, I was approached. The Tate Publishing was the publisher. They actually, came to me, with the contract, and I. They had an editor on board and things like that. But I went publishing, the book, and it was a lot of work at the time, but it got done and everything.
Okay, and then what type of doctor are you again? I'm sorry.
Family practice.
Oh, okay. And you did sit in Staten Island, correct?
Staten Island, and I do wellness and prevention, and I also do a weight loss program. So I I do some holistic remedies if people are interested. Not everybody's interested in that, but I do traditional medicine and also some holistic things also.
Okay, and then if you could just tell us the title of your first book, and then tell us a little bit about it, and then the second book as well, and then where can we purchase the books for anyone that's interested in purchasing the books after you explain about the books.
Okay.
If you can give them information.
Okay, so the first book is called In My Presence, and it's a spirituality book, and it helps people to have, it's a guidebook to teach people how to have a personal relationship with God. And in that book, I did the photography. I traveled to different places in the world, and the book is done in a landscape format. And that book is available at exebras.com, and it's available at BarnesandNobles.com and Amazon.com. It's available at the Jesus Book and Gift Store as well. And that book has been out since 2009. And it really just helps people to have a closer relationship with God.
Can you hear me?
The second book is called Experience God's Presence. And this book, I did speak about the loss of the hurricane, losing my house in Hurricane Sandy. But the book, this book is also about survival, and it's about overcoming. And it's also been used as a bereavement book. People that, because everybody in life, everybody has a Hurricane Sandy in their life. So the book is very, very relatable, because it speaks about loss and overcoming, and we grieve and lose different things. It could be simple. It could be the loss of a loved one. It could be a loss of a job, or a loss of a dream. It could be a loss of a relationship, a spouse, a child. People who are taking care of people in hospice. Caregivers, this book has been a source of spiritual support for caregivers, for patients and their families, dealing with patients that have terminal illness, who are in hospice, who have palliative care, who have Alzheimer's. The book just strengthens the person's faith and helps them to overcome. And so it's not just about loss. You know, it's also about overcoming and finding that spiritual support in one's life. And I also
That sounds wonderful.
I did the photography in this book as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really just speaks powerfully of how to get strength and get it from God and really have that relationship and find God right inside your own heart.
Wow. See, and it sounds wonderful because that was one of the questions I was actually going to ask you is, with the book, can everyone relate to it? You know, and you just pretty much answered and said yes, you know, not just someone that went through, you know, the Hurricane Sandy itself, but just the hurricane itself, you know, as everyday life, you know, as a struggle from day to day. And, you know, it can reach out and it can, you know, it could touch everybody. And I think that that's great. And that's one thing that, you know, we do need is books that we're able to relate to on every aspect of life and not just that one, you know. So I definitely commend you. I commend you on that.
Thank you.
Can
and it also.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you, Rich Money.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure. Go ahead, y'all. I'm enjoying myself. Go ahead.
It also touches you. You know, the scriptures, the Bible sometimes can be very intimidating to teenagers and to young adults who want to
mm-hmm.
have with God. And my book has scripture in it, but it's broken down with a lot of life application that makes it very, the youth actually understand it, you know, because you know, if you're feeling X, Y, and Z and you're going through something, then where in the Bible does it say that? And a lot of, I think, our young people, they want to have a relationship with God. And I think that sometimes the Bible can be overwhelming, that they don't know where to begin. And this breaks it down into very simple steps of, you know, how to pray, what to do,
mm-hmm.
and how scripture relates to someone's life, you know. And also I share in the book the experiences of what other people have gone through, of their experiences of God. So it's also not just my experience through the hurricane, but it's also other people share from all different ages. You know, it's very diverse. You know, people in every walk of life, every age, and they actually shared their experiences in the book. And so when you always hear, like, you know, real-life testimony and you have life application, I think it really enhances the scripture, and it really enhances, you know, seeing God being real in people's
right.
lives. I think what has to happen is people want to have a relationship with God. They want God to be real to them. Like, you know, what's the real deal? You know, like, let's be real. Let's, you know, see God operative and working in your life every day, you know?
Right. So, of course, the question that I'm going to ask is, because, like, right now I work with, you know, kids, and a lot of the stories that we run into with the kids is, you know, some of them have been, you know, abused, you know, molested, raped, and a lot of them have lost that hope. You know, they tend to think that, you know, where is he? You know, why did all of this stuff happen to me, you know, if he was real? So mm-hmm. I always sit and I always, you know, talk to them. But from your aspect, you know, I'd like to know from you, what would you tell someone that's questioning, you know, because of a trauma that they went through in their life? What would you say to these kids? You know, and they're teenagers, so, you know, they are impressionable. You know, they do know the words, but because they went through this trauma, you know, what would you say to them? You know, what would you say to the person that, you know, is in foster care right now because she was removed from her family, you know, who, you know, whose father molested her? You know, what would you say to her to get her to still keep that faith?
Well, I would share with them about, from the book of Romans, about how God works all things together for his good. And even though, you know, what is good about this horrible, about being molested, what is good about these horrible, horrible experiences, the thing that we go through a process, it's trauma and it's pain, and all that suffering has to be worked out. But we place ourselves to have faith, that we believe that somehow, some way, that our faith tells us that God is going to work this all out for good for those who love him. And that we have to hold on to the promise in faith. Because really, you know, what happens is we get challenged in every aspect of our lives. And really the three things that remain are faith, hope, and love. And hopefully we pray that a person can get through this. They'll need to go to see, you know, go for some counseling and work out the pain, you know, to talk to a therapist and the pastor from the church, you know, to definitely work through all the counseling aspects to handle the psychological piece of everything, but then to also go to God and you know, allow God to heal the person and pray with the person and have their relationships, and you know, if they have to find who the safe people are in their life, you know, their trust was obviously just totally wrecked and shot. Like, who are they going to trust after going through such a deal? But mm-hmm. but there's got to be at least one person that they can trust. You know, whether mm-hmm. it be a pastor, or, you know, like, to find somebody safe that they can trust and have that person help them. And then, of course, you know, our faith tells us that God's love is unconditional, that he loves us. And, you know, maybe they're going to relate to God as comforter, you know, and as healer, you know, like at, when we mm-hmm. like when we say that we have a personal relationship with God, you
right.
know, so some people look at God as a friend. Some people, you know, say he's this, say that. But maybe these people are really going to find God as a healer, as a restorer, as a comforter. You know,
mm-hmm.
so they may define their relationship with God in a different way than you or I. You know,
right, right. Because, you know, I speak to them, and, you know, I try to look for different scriptures that, you know, I can give them, so this way they'll understand, you know, that just because you went through the trials and tribulations of this type of trauma, you have to somehow, you know, one, accept that it was done and it was not your fault, and two, you have to start your healing process for it. But then you meet a lot of different people, and they say a lot of different things. And sometimes some of the parents make it seem like it's the kid's fault, or like, I don't believe you, or, you know, that's the trust that's ruined. So then they try to understand, okay, how do we come back from this? And that's when, like, the psychological part of the trauma comes into place, because now they become helpless and hopeless, and they don't know what to do, you know, at this point. So, you know, I always ask, you know, like, what would you say to them, you know, that could help them understand that it wasn't your fault. You know, God is real. You know, God can repair and restore, you know, the feelings that you have on the inside, but you have to be willing to give it to him and allow him to fix it for you, you know. So I definitely wanted to go ahead.
A lot of times he's calling us to a process to trust, to let go and surrender. And, you know, we see in the book, even with Joseph in the Old Testament, like, some, like, how does this Old Testament story of Joseph, the story of Joseph with his, there was sibling rivalry back then, and it was so bad that it wasn't his fault that his brothers and his siblings were so jealous of him that they, they beat him up and they put him in the pit, and then he was falsely accused. You know, all these terrible things happened to Joseph. Like, what did that man do to deserve all that treatment? And then he had to go in prison for years, and he had to have this happen and this happen. All these negative things happened in Joseph's life. But then God turned it all around. God turned it all around and made him, you know, we know the whole story at the end, what happened to Joseph. And
right. And
he turned all these bad things for good. And but it was a whole process for Joseph to have to go through the process to let go, to trust and surrender, because he had to deal with all that pain. It took him years before he was able to forgive them. You know, it didn't happen overnight. It was a process. And the same thing, you know, our life, you know, Jesus, he suffered, he died, and he resurrected, you know. And it wasn't easy for him to forgive. And, you know, he was dying on that cross, and he's being tortured. And he, you know, say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I mean, Jesus is the model for us to live our lives, that we're going to go through this process to suffer, die, and resurrect, even though we're not going to be hanging on the cross. But we're going to, you know, we're going to have these different situations in our lives that are still going to assimilate the same process.
Right. Well, thank you. I definitely, you know, thank you for that, because, you know, like I said, I look to, you know, ask different questions to get feedback to see what people, you know, say and different things. You know, I've been, you know, at this job for 6+ years, and the story never goes dead. You know, people always come in, the kids always come in with the different situations, and, you know, I always look for different things to give them so that they could take with them, you know, even if it's just a Bible or a scripture, for this, so they understand, take this with you. You know, this is something that you can read. This is something that you can always have with you. This is your own personal, you know. So I'm definitely, you know, thank you. You know, I thank you for sharing and answering that question, you know, for us. Now, do you, with you being, you know, go ahead.
No, I said you're welcome. I said, you said thank you. I said you're welcome first.
Okay. So with you being a doctor and an author, do you see yourself writing another book as well?
Yeah, well, I am going to be writing some more books, you know, in my profession. And then, yeah, down the line, I hope to. I have more ideas of writing. I'm just, you know, working it out, you know, still sitting down trying to get them together and all, you know.
Now, how long does it take you to write each novel? Like, how long did it take you to write in his presence?
Well, that book, it came out in 2009. That book, it took a while because I kept getting interrupted. This was before I started my own practice. You know, I was busy. I was working in a different job, and I had a lot of other. The job just took me away from trying to write every day, you know. But I did get it done. I guess that took me. That book took me two years to write. And then this book, well, the hurricane was in 2012, and it was published. It actually, they published it on December 31st, I believe, 2014.
Wow. Okay.
So,
and then with the new. Then with a new book that you're going to be working on as well, you have everything pretty much together with it, and now it's time to pretty much balance everything out, because that has to be definitely difficult, being able to have your own practice, you know, and balance out being an author as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably like at least a year to 2 years turnaround, I guess, because, you know, with life and things happening and everything, you know, because I also am a licensed teacher, so I teach. So it's,
oh, wow.
You know,
okay,
you know.
So tell us about that. What type of teacher are you, and what do you teach?
I teach students how to become nurses, you know, and I...
Really?
in a high school, and I teach them how to become nurses.
Wow. Okay. And you were a nurse first, and then you became the doctor, correct?
Yeah. Well, I'm a nurse practitioner, but they call us. They say, you know, it gets so complicated with all the terminology and everything, and you know, so I'm basically a nurse practitioner, but I still do everything the doctor does. We diagnose, treat, and prescribe, and they call us in our profession now. They still refer to us as doctor, even though we're technically, you know, nurse practitioners.
Okay, so that definitely, because I know even at like my place of employment where I work, I always call. I'm like, oh, doctor, doctor, and they're like, I'm the nurse practitioner. I'm like, yeah, but you know what? You're the doctor. You know, like the psychiatrist does one thing, and then you're the nurse practitioner. And sometimes, what is the difference? Because to me, I call them the doctor, and they say no, they're the nurse practitioner as well.
Yeah, well, I know. See, that's the thing, and it's also it becomes very it can be confusing, and so you know, after a while, you know, like the patients say, well, I want to call you doctor, so I just say, okay, just call me doctor. Basically, our training, we go to school, we study the nursing, we major in nursing, but you know. I have an associate's degree and a bachelor's degree and a master's degree. And then you also can get the doctorate, you know, to be a nurse practitioner. They have new rules now. They want the nurse practitioners to get the doctorate now as well, you know. But it's basically, I mean, as a nurse, what's the difference in the training? I didn't actually go to medical school to say the way that the doctors go to medical school, but as a nurse, we're actually stabilizing the patient at the bedside. We're there when the patient is going through their crisis. We're giving out the medication. We're picking up the doctor's orders. The doctors are writing the orders for the patient, but we're there actually at the bedside with the patient, comforting them, and you know, stabilizing the patient. Sometimes we have to do CPR on them. Sometimes we have to suction them. Sometimes they need to be intubated. You know, we are doing the actual hands-on care, and we also understand. We have more of a holistic approach that we know that we're taking care of the patient in mind, body, soul, and spirit. And the medical model is more curative, you know, and they're more into, like, research and cure. And, I mean, but it depends. Like, now we have osteo doctors that have, you know, the DOs, the other doctors, the DOs, they have more of a holistic approach, too. So, you know, things are just changing. But, I mean, basically with nurse practitioners now, nurse practitioners are allowed to open up their own practice in the state of New York, and they can, you know, they can diagnose, treat, and prescribe, and basically do the role of what the doctors can do.
Wow, which is different than it was before, right?
Yeah, it was different before. Before January of 2016, they used to have collaborating physicians. And the collaborating physicians used to have to, you know, supervise more. But they do have the new graduates that are coming out. They still need to be supervised for, you know, for a period of time. But the seasoned nurse practitioners can be, you know, having their own practice and things like that. So.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we're in a changing time with healthcare.
Right, I see. And what's the next step for you as far as healthcare is concerned?
Well, I'm focusing. I have my practice, and I'm going to continue to see the patients in my office. And you know, I've been taking care of them, and it's been working out very well. And you know, I treat them medically, and I also like I said, I also do wellness and prevention.
Mm-hmm.
So
go ahead.
That says I plan to continue to practice, and then I also am teaching, so I am teaching with them too.
So you're pretty much busy. You're really busy.
Yeah, and I have the book. The book keeps me busy.
Okay, speaking of your book, I wanted to ask you something. Now, let me ask you, speaking of your book, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wrote it 2 years ago. How long did it actually take for you to get it on the shelf and, you know, get it approved and everything?
Oh, well, no, that was the whole process. Once it came out, it was, everything. I have a publisher, Yolanda Mack. She actually helped to get me into, she works to help with getting the book, all the publicity and everything, to get the book out there. So Yolanda's been helping me. I mean, I've had book signings at Barnes & Noble. I've had the book signing at the Three Jesus Book and Gift Stores. So the book right now is available. Both books are available at the Jesus Book and Gift Store. They're both available at Barnes & Noble and BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. This second book is available also as an e-book, and it's also available in bookstores in California. And, so basically Yolanda has been helpful in getting all that going for me.
Mm-hmm. So what was the hardest thing about writing your book?
Well, it was finding the time for me, was because I had to teach. I had to run a practice at that time. I had to fix my house. Whatever was left of it had to be fixed so that it could be sold.
Right.
I had to sell it, then I had to find a place to live. I had to, I had the hurricane homework, all the to deal with the paperwork. Dealing with that was a full-time job in itself. So the biggest challenge was finding the time to write. And, for 3 years, I really didn't have a life. It was just... And I didn't really get a lot of sleep. It was a very challenging time.
So let me just jump in really fast. So if you wouldn't mind, tell us a little bit about your experience with Hurricane Sandy. Like, tell us a little bit about that. I mean, we know, what is shown on TV and, how it showed the different people that did lose their houses or trying to repair their houses. But you, as being someone that was able to overcome that, tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, I speak about in the book about how it was a real... It was an experience for me like no other. Basically,
mm-hmm.
When we're born, our faith tells us that we get baptized, and that, we believe, we either get baptized when we're born or we get baptized as adults. But basically, we believe that whenever we get baptized, we believe that that's when the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are supposed to be, entering our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And that we believe that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit live inside of us. And I don't know about you guys, but I've been in my life, my faith told me that, but I never actually experienced that or felt that.
Right.
What'd you say?
I said until this experience.
So this was an experience that I had from believing it in my head to actually experiencing it in my heart. So it was an experience like no other. And it was an experience of oneness with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in one. And I never had that kind of an experience until I lost my house.
Wow.
The irony of things, it was like I had to lose my house. It was like I lost my physical house, but God showed me how he made his home in my heart. And I was able to find the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit right inside my own heart and actually feel their presence and know that they were there inside of me. And
right.
I never felt that ever before.
Wow.
And that's why I call the book called Experience God's Presence. That's why it's called that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also, God showed me that I have a message to give to the world, because we all are called. I'm not special because this happened. We all have the ability to experience God at that kind of a level. And a lot of times we just go through life. We worry about putting food on the table. You know, we worry about our basic needs, and we don't get a chance to really live at this higher level of functioning. And this book encourages and calls people to realize that we can have a piece of heaven here on earth. And it's a book about survival, a book about actually transcendence. You know, when we talk about in Scripture, give me this life so that we can have it abundantly. What is this life? You know, when they talk about in Scripture about give me this water so that I'll never thirst again, what is all that? That is this higher level of living. It's this relationship with God.
Wow. And you know, a lot of us, and I say a lot of us, meaning myself included, a lot of us get stuck in that, living the day to day, you know, and worrying about, you know, providing, that sometimes we do, you know, lose sight, you know, on the bigger picture, you know, in God's plan and how, you know, he's able to make a way out of no way. You know, we start thinking that, okay, I have to fix this or I have to do this, when if we technically just take a minute and just learn to pray and lean more on him, then it'll actually be a lot less stress, you know, of us trying to figure out in our well-being, in our mind, versus saying, okay, well, you know. And I think me personally, I'm guilty, you know, I'm guilty of that, of always trying to figure, okay, I got to figure out this, or what about this, or try to control this, you know, when I have to learn more just to pray about it, you know, and just allow God to work pretty much nothing, you know, work something out of nothing. In my eyes, it's nothing, but in his eyes, I'm sure he already has it filled out already. He already knows what's going on. He knows what the plan is, and it's up to me just to pretty much to go along with it and lean more and trust more in him. So I'm definitely guilty of that myself.
I think we all are. I myself, too. I mean, but, you know, I never realized until this, there was another whole level of my faith walk, of my journey with God, of how, you know, we can find God. All we have to do is just, you know, find God right inside our own heart, and he's there. He makes his home in our hearts if we allow him, and my book teaches how to do that. And we just have to close our eyes. The longest trip we'll ever make is from our head to our heart. And sometimes we're always looking, you know, looking on the outside for things to make us happy. We have to have the best car, we have to have the biggest house, or the best pocketbook, or the best shoes and the best dress, you know. And it's a lot of time, it's, you know, God created us as human beings. You know, be still and know that he is God, and we can close our eyes and know that he's there. And, you know, it's another whole level of being. You know, we see in the Bible about how it talks about the two Marys, and Mary and Martha, and, you know, it talks about Mary and Martha and how Mary chose the better part because she was sitting at Jesus' feet. And, you know, but it's like, so there's another whole level of intimacy that he wants us to have, that a lot of times we just don't get a chance to tap into because we don't make the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I definitely, Rich Money, I definitely have to get a copy of the book. So we're definitely going to have to see if you can work a magic, since I definitely need a copy of the book. so we have to, and it being on my Kindle was perfectly fine. This, go ahead, Rich Money.
What would you say?
Right,
I thought, yeah, I thought Rich Money was trying to say something. But, yes, I definitely have to, at the end of the show, you can give out the information again, and I'm definitely going to get me a copy of the book because if from what it sounds, everyone can learn something, and I'm always willing to learn and always have an open mind. And there's a lot of things that I need to work on, and I definitely commend you for actually even explaining it, you know, because I think sometimes – you know, when we have, you know, authors on, you know, we always say, okay, well, tell them a little bit about your book. That'll make them want to go and purchase your book, you know, and you've definitely done that tonight. You know, you've made me want to get the book, that's for sure. And we have a lot of people that's, you know, listening in, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that wants a copy of this book. I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Yeah, that's true. And the other thing is that Yolanda Mack, if you want to call Yolanda Mack, her phone number is 848-236-5460. She could have me booked, like if you wanted me to speak to the youth that maybe you work with or to go to a certain college or if there was something, you know, a certain church, if it, you know, that if people wanted me to speak at about with the book or with different things. Yolanda is the person to call, you know, to have me booked if there was some place that you wanted me to go, you know, to speak or anything like that. Because I am open to, you know, trying to work with youth. I think that if we can have, if young people's hearts too, I mean, the book is for people of all ages, but especially with the youth, you know, I feel so bad for some of the things that are happening. You know, we want the youth to have a relationship with God, too, and to understand, you know, about spirituality and the importance of God in their life. And but the book is for everybody. It's not, like I said, I went through all that, you know, the whole gamut of how it can help everybody. But
excellent. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm just making sure. You know, I'm actually just sitting back and I'm listening to the interview. Now, speaking of Yolanda Mack, how did y'all actually meet? Because she's a beautiful person and she got a lot going on and, you know, she's definitely doing a lot. You know, how did y'all wind up meeting? You know, shout out to Yolanda Mack as well, you know. But how did y'all actually meet to come about this situation and, you know, so other people could know? You know, like you explained everything she's doing. Like I said, she is doing a lot. How did y'all meet?
From the Jesus Book and Gift Store.
Okay. Because I know she knows a lot of people. She knows a lot of people. She's doing real big things. She's definitely doing big things. I was going to say, I'm not going to lie. I'm sitting back and I'm enjoying it right now. And I do got a lot going on in my head right now. So, Storm, I definitely appreciate the job you're doing. It's a great interview going on. But I'm listening. If I have anything to say in the long run, I'll keep it going. But I'm enjoying what y'all doing right now. So, continue.
Well, no, what I was actually going to say is that it's definitely it's a blessing for, you know, Yolanda Mack to have the connections that she has because it allows you to be able to network with all different people and to be able to have someone, you know, that, you know, I don't know how you feel about it, but to have someone that you're able to connect with at a Christian bookstore, that's a blessing, you know, because go ahead.
Yeah, I said, sure. I agree with you.
Because I know when there's one out east, and when I go in there, it's so quiet and peaceful, like no one's talking, you know. They're actually, you know, okay, well, which book are you looking for? You know, but there's no one actually, like, really talking because it's like a safe haven. You go there, it's nice and quiet, it's peaceful. So to be able to meet her there and have a connection with her, that's a blessing, you know, by itself. You know, how long have you been knowing her? How long ago was this connection?
For a few years now.
Oh, okay, good. Now, the next step, of course, when I did ask you earlier, you said that, you know, pretty much you are going to be writing another book, you know, and you are going to, you know, keep doing your practice. And, you know, at the same time, you know, you are very busy. You have a lot going on. Have you ever thought of, like, doing any type of mentoring?
Well, I actually am mentoring with, in the, believe it or not, like, in the practice, I train other nurse practitioners. I train other people to become nurse practitioners, medical assistants, nurses, you know. And I also train nurses. So I'm basically mentoring and teaching every day, like, in, you know,
professionally. Wow.
And then a lot of times I'm asked to go on different speaking engagements about the book and even doing the signings. I feel like this is a mission. It's like another ministry that God
mm-hmm.
gave, because even just speaking on the air, a lot of people are listening to the show. I think that, you know, the Holy Spirit is probably touching a lot of lives from some of the things. You know, I think that God is using me to touch some of the people, you know, that are listening. I think
that's right.
You know, I think that some of the people have been touched in a way. I think they're being mentored even tonight in just
mm-hmm.
Some of the things that we've shared. I believe that God is going to touch lives, that people were touched tonight, like from
that's
what we've
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree, and I think it's all a matter of, you know, taking a gift that you were given, you know, and utilizing it to be able to reach out and to save someone's life, you know, because we have a lot of different listeners, and we have young listeners and older listeners as well, and just to be able to know that, you know, you can change your life around after being a Hurricane Sandy, you know, victim, as well as still be a doctor and an author, and to really go through the storm, you know, of what you were actually put through. So God came in, revamped everything, and allowed you to still utilize your gift and continue to use it. And you being on the air allows you to continue using your gift as well. And for anyone that is definitely listening, you know, I would definitely suggest that you do go and, you know, look her up, go purchase the books. You know, definitely don't be a stranger. You know, allow yourself to be able to have an open mind, you know, and purchase the book. And like she explained, her book will definitely be able to, you know, touch everybody. So you're not exempt. Pick up the book, be able to read it. Now, the only question I do have for you towards the end of the show is, can you explain the holistic part about it? You know, for the younger listeners that don't really understand how that is, can you just take a minute and explain that for them?
The whole, you mean like the holistic part of my practice or the holistic
yes.
part of
No, the holistic part of your practice, because with you having your own practice, and I think you mentioned that you do, you know, practice that as well. What does that mean? Like when you hear the word holistic.
Right. Well, the mission of my practice is to take care of the patient in mind, body, soul, and spirit, meaning that we're human beings and we have all these needs, you know, mentally, physically, you know, emotionally, like looking at the whole person, because illness and disease affect the whole person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
A lot of times I find that if people don't process, a lot of times I'm finding, like, especially people that get certain illnesses, certain illnesses are psychosomatic. If we don't deal with certain emotions, they can cause disease in our body. And a lot of times if we could work out some of the different emotional wounds and things, we can feel better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And also certain things, like, for example, a holistic part of dealing with pain, instead of always taking pain medications, you know, acupuncture is another way to deal with pain. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, so mm-hmm. that's like more of a holistic approach to deal with pain if you get acupuncture. You know, sometimes instead of taking certain antibiotics, I mean, I will prescribe an antibiotic when needed, but there's also other ways to handle things like that, where they may not need an antibiotic, maybe some echinacea or, you know, different other vitamins and supplements, because a lot of times the body doesn't get enough nutrients and lacks certain vitamins, and then if you have a lack or if you have too much of something, you also can get disease. So it's looking at, you know, things in a deeper way.
Right, versus prescribing the whole medication part of it.
Right.
Pretty much, okay. Okay. And see, and that the reason I ask that question is sometimes when people hear holistic, I don't think that they really understand the meaning of it. So that's why I ask that you just explain that, you know, to them, so this way it gives them a better understanding, you know, about it as well. You know, it helps them have a better understanding to let them know that, okay, it's not, you know, it's, yes, medication will be given if need be, but there is other, would you say natural remedies?
It's actually looking at, instead of just treating symptoms in medicine, it's actually getting to the root cause of why the person, like, what is actually wrong with the person, you know? Like, if,
right.
You know, if somebody gets in a car accident, they could have spasms and neck pain and all kinds of things, but is there, the root of the problem is that there could be problems with the disc. And instead of just treating the symptoms of numbness, tingling, and pain,
mm-hmm.
you get to the core problem of what happened to the disc and, you know, how to treat all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, okay.
Get to the cause of the problem, the root cause of the problem, and you address that instead of just treating symptoms, because if you just treat symptoms, the initial problem doesn't go away.
Exactly. It'll come back again anyway. It's just you
right.
put like a little Band-Aid on it, pretty much. You put a Band-Aid on it to numb whatever pain it may have, but if you don't really fix it, then you're still going to have that pain, pretty much.
Right. And
right?
some people who have different illnesses, you know, some people that have other different illnesses, if you don't get to the root cause of what it is, you know, you're just treating symptoms. So it's about getting to the root cause. That's another part of what holistic and functional medicine is, you know.
Okay, now that would go along with the wellness part of your...
Yeah, the wellness prevention, you know, functional medicine, holistic approach, all that. And you know, looking at the person in mind, body, soul, spirit, you know?
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Well, I definitely thank you for that as well, because I have a better understanding, you know. But in closing for the interview, is there anything that we haven't covered that you would like the listeners to know?
I think pretty much that we covered that. I hope that they'll be able to get my books and, you know, and really enjoy them. And, you know, it would be great, you know, just to keep touching lives and making a difference in the lives of each one of you. And, you know, we're all on this journey together, and, you know.
That's right. And together we're stronger, you know. So in closing, can you just give the information out to where they can purchase your books again? And
okay.
If they would like you to come and do like an interview, or if they would like to be able to reach out to you, that you can come and talk about your book, who can they contact? Again, I know you said Yolanda Mack. If she has like Facebook information you might want to give out, if you can use this time just to give out the contact information, so how they can book you for an event, as well as where they can purchase your books.
Okay. Yeah. So you want me to start saying that now, or?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right, so the first book, In My Presence, and then the second book, Experience God's Presence. Both books are available at the Jesus Book and Gift Store. Both books are available at BarnesandNobles.com, and they're available at Amazon.com. The second book, Experience God's Presence, is available at statepublishing.com, and it's available as an ebook. It's also available as an ebook at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Experience God's Presence is also available in the California bookstores.
Mm-hmm.
Yolanda Mack from Miss Mack Marketing is the publicist. Her phone number to call is 848-236-5460. That's the phone number to call if you want to have me booked to do any kind of speaking at the churches or wherever. That you can reach, you can get in touch with her to have me booked if you're interested in having me speak to you folks personally. And again, and the first book in my presence is available at thezebras.com also, which along with the other sites and bookstores that I've mentioned.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I definitely want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be able to join us this evening. And I truly enjoyed the interview, and I look forward to definitely speaking to you in the near future of you coming out and speaking, you know, at different functions that we do have, you know, whether it's, you know, coming down to my church or whether it's, you know, coming to my, you know, job to be able to speak to them. And I commend you for everything that you're doing, and I truly enjoyed the interview, and we thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate, you know, being able to be having this time to speak with you all. And, you know, thank you, Rich and Storm and the Geek Palace radio station for hosting me and giving me an opportunity to speak to all of you tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and you have a blessed and safe weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much. Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. All right, Dons and Divas. So right now we're definitely going to go to a quick song. But we do want to definitely take the time out just to thank Dr. and author Melissa Lanza. We definitely thank her for taking her time out this evening for joining us here at GQ Palace Radio. It was definitely a wonderful interview. So what we're going to do is we're just going to go to a song, and then we will come back and we'll definitely try to try and get the our next guest on the air. So we'll be right back after this song. All right, Dons and Divas, so just bear with us. We're definitely having some technical difficulties. But I was just informed that our special guest from the hours of 7 to 8 is still actually traveling. So he's on the road, so he's not able to join us this evening. But, of course, we will reschedule, and we are definitely looking forward to having the interview with him, Buddy Weick. He's a former member of Intro. So we'll definitely look forward to speaking to him sometime next week or the following week. But we definitely want to thank you guys for joining us this evening. It has, of course, been an honor and a pleasure. And I'd just like to take a minute out and just to announce GQ Power's other shows that we do have. If you wouldn't mind just tuning into us during the week, you can also just go to any of our Facebook pages. GQ Palace has GQ Palace Radio, GQ Palace, Richard GQ Radio, Richard Char Archibald, GQ Palace, Lavina Polite on GQ Palace Radio as well. So you can definitely look us up on any of our channels that we do have here on the internet, and you can join us there. Just to send in your request, whether it's you'd like an interview or you'd like someone to be interviewed. We do help anyone that's pretty much trying to promote themselves for what you may be doing. If it's something that you're doing as far as you're an author, producer, you know, you're a writer, you do open word, You're an artist. Anything that you're looking to do that you have been doing and you're looking for further exposure, you can definitely reach out to GQ Palace Radio and we'll definitely, you know, help you out as best as we can. We do have GQ Palace Online Magazine as well, as well as GQ Palace has, we have a show on Monday, Tuesday. We have the Diva Squad on Wednesdays from 7 to 9, the same phone number. 646-200-3838. You can press 1 to go on the air as well. You can definitely check us out there. That's with Angie and Rachel. There are divas there on Wednesdays. So you can definitely come and check us out there. Also, you can, of course, check myself and Rich Money out, Storm and Rich Money. You can check us out on GQ Palace Radio every Friday from 6 sorry, from 6 to 8 p.m. Usually we start off with our general question topic, but you can definitely check us out there, and we'll be happy to, you know, fill you in on any information and give you interviews from there on. So with that being said, rest in peace, Stephen Hemphill. Rich Money, we love you. We're here for you, and have a blessed and safe weekend, and we look forward to speaking to you guys next week. God bless.